This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. That's the sound of Hurricane Dorian as it continues to pound the Bahamas. Dorian has weakened to a Category 4 hurricane, but is still a very powerful storm as it gets closer to the U.S. mainland. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Dorian is just hovering over the Bahamas. Cars are being tossed around. Roofs are shredded. The minister of the Bahamas says they're going to be bombarded by Dorian for another 10 to 12 hours. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is closely watching Dorian.
It has done what the model suggested it would do, and it is essentially stalled out.
DeSantis says Dorian is really stalled out.
It's moving about 1 mile per hour, and that was predicted to happen for most of today.
The governor and forecasters don't know yet where Dorian is going.
Our East Coast certainly is within the cone still.
Dorian is expected to stay close to shore in the U.S. and hammer the coast, possibly even reaching land. I'm Ed Donahue.
The trade war between the United States and China is heating up before the holiday shopping season. AP's Julie Walker reports.
That means Americans are facing potentially higher prices for some clothes, shoes, sporting goods, and other consumer items, says Phil Levy, chief economist at Flexport.
You have a new cost in the supply chain, and each company can deal with it differently. Apple can choose to swallow this, and it can cut into their earnings, or they can choose to pass it along.
President Trump says trade talks are still on for September.
We'll see what happens, but we can't allow China to rip us off anymore as a country.
The new 15% tariff applies to about $112 billion of Chinese imports. I'm Julie Walker.
For more on the trade war or any of today's top stories, please visit us at voanews.com. In Washington, this is VOA News. High school students in Hong Kong have added gas masks, goggles, and